The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We'll begin with this one from First for Women, Six Ways to Beat the Winter Blahs. Simple tricks guaranteed to keep you feeling sunny on even the dreariest day. First, a snowflake stroll fights pain flares. Shoveling walkways, scraping off cars, traipsing through slush, it's no wonder we're stiff and sore these days. The good news, strolling around your yard on a crisp, sunny day can ease achiness faster and more effectively than painkillers can, report Danish investigators. And relaxed strolls can prevent winter pain flare-ups if you enjoy them a few times weekly. Turns out combining gentle motion with exposure to fresh air and natural light activates nerves that relax muscles, raise pain threshold, and boost healing blood flow to joints. Crafting curbs irritability. What? Cozying up indoors can be blissful. Feeling cooped up indoors? Not so much. If you're battling cabin fever, take time to reach for your favorite craft project. Malaysian scientists say immersing yourself in a creative task like knitting or scrapbooking, jewelry making, chases away restlessness and irritability within minutes. And it can prevent cabin fever entirely if you do it daily. Creative tasks prompt the brain to release a flood of the contentment-boosting hormone, oxytocin. Tip number three, lavender steam cures mental burnout. It's been a go-go-go couple of months, and if busyness has sapped your energy, a lavender-scented shower can help. A meta-analysis of 19 studies found that lavender's aromatic compounds quickly soothe rattled nerves, plus energize the brain region that restores focus, motivation, and clear-headed thinking. Place 10 drops of lavender oil on a damp washcloth and leave it in the shower while you scrub, or mix it with a little shampoo and stir into your bath water. Fluffing the pillows tames anxiety? Feeling stressed? Surprisingly, straightening photos and books on your mantle or rearranging the pillows on your couch can help. Canadian researchers found that even small, speedy tidying tasks like these made stress levels plummet. No dusting or deep cleaning required. The reason? Showing your home a little love instantly calms the adrenal glands, dialing down the production of the stress hormone cortisol. Vitamin C restores stamina. You've probably heard that vitamin C strengthens immunity, helping you bounce back faster from colds and other ills. Now, a French research review suggests taking 500 milligrams of vitamin C daily will give you a head-to-toe energy boost as well. That's because this essential nutrient powers up cellular furnaces, or mitochondria, helping them produce energy. Plus, it's building block of the fatigue-fighting hormone, dopamine. Banana bread heightens cheer. If a dreary winter day is dragging you down, the remedy is as delicious as treating yourself to a slice of banana bread or a slice of apple pie. That's because the taste of a sweet, fruity dessert stimulates a brain region, the orbitofrontal cortex, that can boost your mood in as little as 5 minutes. And scientists reporting in the journal Frontiers in Public Health say working 1.5 cups of fruit into your daily diet can boost the benefits, cutting in half your risk of blah moods. We've been enjoying those really big green grapes that are so snappy when you bite into them. Good dessert. From First for Women, some pro tips. From Dr. Michelle Thompson, a question put to her, how can I heal a cold sore? Her answer, when the immune system kicks in to fight off colds and other seasonal illnesses, it creates a perfect opportunity for a cold sore flare-up. They typically last 2 to 3 weeks, but I can suggest a few strategies to speed healing. First, consider an over-the-counter cream with Viroxin, like Relieve, R-E-L-E-E-V, one-day cold sore treatment. Studies show the medication helps heal cold sores in 10 days, plus reduces discomfort. For a natural option, try medical-grade honey, like CVS Manuka Honey Wound Gel. In a pharmaceutical study, it healed cold sores in 6 days, making it 72% more effective than other treatments. And from Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab, your guide to winter skin rescue. With sweater weather and cozy fires also comes chilly temps and drier air, which can mean not-so-fun skin issues like dryness, chapping, flaking, and redness from head to toe. Easy Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab and Dermatologist Solutions are here to save the day. And this is divided up by area. They start with your face. This season, dryness, flaking, and redness occur due to weather changes that can dehydrate skin. As temps cool and humidity lowers, skin is prone to cracking and irritation, notes Nicole Yee, owner of Epoch Dermatology in Garden City, New York. The experts say, to rehydrate skin and reinforce its barrier, switch to a rich face moisturizer at night, or try double moisturizing by using a hydrating serum and then a cream, or apply moisturizer twice, waiting for it to soak in. Use gentle cleansers to prevent stripping the skin's, natural oils. Their Beauty Lab picks, test winner Kiehl's Since 1851 Ultra Face Cream, $39, and Kiehl's is spelled K-I-E-H-L, apostrophe S. Sephora.com is where you get that, at Sephora. Good Housekeeping Seal Star Mary Kay Hydrating Cleanser, $20. That's at MaryKay.com, M-A-R-Y-K-A-Y.com. Treat your scalp. Indoor heating, cooler temperatures, dry air, overwashing, they can all lead to a dry scalp or a worsening of dandruff, says Janine Luke, M.D., clinical professor at Loma Linda University, Department of Dermatology. Experts say combat scalp flaking with a medicated anti-dandruff shampoo containing an active ingredient such as zinc pyrithione or selenium sulfide. Moisturizing shampoos and conditioners, serums, and hair oils can also help hydrate dry scalp skin. Massage these into the scalp to help nourish and moisturize the skin. Try Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner Head & Shoulders Bare Pure Clean Shampoo, available for $10 at lots of places, including Target, to treat those flakes. A little aside here, a question, what's the difference between dry skin and dehydrated skin? Believe it or not, there is a difference. Dry skin occurs when skin does not produce sufficient natural oils. This means skin can't properly prevent loss of water, leaving the barrier compromised and unable to retain moisture. Treat dry skin by using moisturizers that contain ingredients like ceramides, glycerin, and hyaluronic acid, which improve skin hydration by drawing in water, preventing moisture loss. Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab test winner CeraVe Daily Moisturizing Lotion is about $16, available widely. Dehydrated skin is typically a result of temporary reduction in the skin's water content from external factors, such as weather, poor body hydration levels, and illness. Drinking more water and consuming produce with a high water content will often help. How can you tell whether your skin is dry or dehydrated? Try the pinch test. Pinch a small amount of skin on your cheek or the back of your hand for a few seconds, then release. If it takes a few moments for the skin to bounce back, you're likely dehydrated. If it snaps back immediately, you're just dealing with dry skin. Treat your lips. You can suffer from flaky and cracked lips in any season, but this issue is especially prevalent during the winter months. Because lip skin is thin and has fewer oil glands, it is more prone to damage from exposure to the elements. Experts say replace lipsticks and other lip makeup with healing ointments and reapply them throughout the day. Many lip treatments now come tinted as well. Avoid licking the lips. Though it may give instant relief, enzymes in saliva break down the skin, further drying it out. Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab pick, Vaseline Lip Therapy Original Tin, $4, from drugstores. And treat your body. Dry and itchy skin is common at this time of year. Existing conditions like eczema, psoriasis, and keratosis pilaris can worsen. Experts say applying body moisturizer regularly, not just when you notice the dryness, is key for preventing dry skin. Reapply it a few times per day if needed. Choose a thicker moisturizing cream rather than a lotion. To avoid dehydrating your skin, take lukewarm showers instead of hot ones. Boy, it's hard to do that, isn't it? Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner, Eucerin Intensive Repair Lotion. Eucerin Intensive Repair Essential Oil Body Balm. There we go. $14, available widely, but also on Amazon. Treat your eyes. In the winter, periorbital dermatitis, or eye area skin irritation, and eyelid eczema can flare up, and seborrheic dermatitis can cause flaking skin around the brows. Experts say give the skin around your eyes some TLC, as it's especially thin. Opt for an oil-based makeup remover or cleanser, which dissolves makeup more gently with less irritation. After cleansing and moisturizing, apply a thin coat of an ointment around the eyes to help heal skin and restore moisture. Try Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab test winner, Clinique Take the Day Off Cleansing Balm. It's $44 at Clinique.com, or you can also get it in department stores, but Clinique.com is spelled Clinique.com. And Beauty Award winner Aquaphor Healing Ointment. That's $8 at Target and other, you know, widely known places. Pharmacies, Walmart, all those places have Aquaphor. Treat your hands. The main culprits behind sometimes painfully dry, cracked hands this season. Hand sanitizers and frequent washing with harsh soaps, both of which can be dehydrating. Experts say, though it's tempting to use them to ward off germs, antibacterial hand soaps aren't necessary as long as hands are thoroughly washed. Pick a more soothing soap, avoiding potentially drying or irritating ingredients such as sodium lauryl sulfate and fragrance. Follow up with hand cream multiple times per day, ideally after each washing. Keep it on or by you, so you'll remember to reapply it. That's where it breaks down for me, the reapplying. Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab test winner, Curel Extreme Dry Hand Relief Cream. It's $4, widely, and also at Walmart. And last, treat your feet. Dermatologists see a rise in athlete's foot due to sweating in boots and socks, as well as dry feet and heels from cold, dry air in the winter. Experts say to mitigate athlete's foot, wear breathable socks and change them if they become wet. Treat dryness by applying moisturizer on each foot, followed by socks to help seal in moisture and allow for better penetration of the ingredients. The Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner, Dr. Scholl's Severe Cracked Heel Repair Restoring Balm. That's about $8 at Target and other places. From First for Women, in focus, gargle tea to fight flu. Double your defenses during sick season with the Healing Brew. A warm cup of tea nourishes more than just your soul. A meta-analysis published in BMC Public Health found that gargling with the brew can lower your chances of catching the flu by about 30%. The credit goes to T's Ketchikins. Ketchikins. Antiviral compounds that help fight off infections. To get the perks, gargle fresh brewed, cooled tea for 30 seconds, three times a day, swirling the liquid around in your mouth. From Good Housekeeping, some various goals here. We'll just do one right now. The goal is to stay sharp. Just as your body needs exercise to stay healthy, so does your brain, says Sarah Bond Chapman, Ph.D., Chief Director of the Center for Brain Health at the University of Texas, Dallas. Because of neuroplasticity, the ability to grow new neural pathways at any age, doing things that stimulate different networks is key. Here's how to cross-train your brain. I need this desperately. Make real-life plans. Live human interaction has multiple benefits, including preventing isolation, which carries a host of health risks. Make a date to try something new with a friend, such as taking a painting class or seeing a play. Everything from planning where and when to meet to making conversation and learning new things feeds your brain, says Agnor Lyman, Ph.D., from the University of Texas Medical Branch. Next, hit the dance floor. Whether it's country and western line dancing or a Bollywood dance class, moving your body to choreography gives you the double benefit of aerobic exercise, which gets the blood flowing to the brain, and memorizing steps, which will help keep your neurons firing. Turn off your GPS. Use an old-fashioned map rather than having AI direct you. You'll keep your brain flexible, and you may even find a cafe or art gallery you'd otherwise miss. Test your hearing. If you've been saying, "Sorry, can you repeat that?" a lot lately, consult with an audiologist. Hearing aids are tiny and available over-the-counter these days. A hearing boost has been shown to help keep the brain stronger as people age. And stop multitasking. Recent research suggests that doing several things at once may be detrimental to memory. In fact, it shows that using more than one media device at a time makes it harder to encode new memories, and that's true at all ages. From Woman's Day, the health checklist. Five little wellness moves to make right now. First, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. You heard it over and over again, but there's real science to it. Drinking more water could help prevent kidney stones, migraines, and urinary tract infections, as well as aid in weight loss and improve blood pressure, and as we just studied, help your skin. So keep water bottles handy in your car, by your bed, etc., so you'll sip often. Next, mute or unfollow toxic, we'll call them, friends. People reported a mental health boost after they took steps to be more thoughtful about their social media use. So if you scroll mindlessly, set time limits for social media apps on your phone. Lower your BP, that's blood pressure, with exercise. Spending an extra 5 minutes doing moderate to vigorous physical activity daily when you would normally be sedentary could lower your systolic blood pressure. Some great options: climbing stairs, biking, and walking uphill. While you're at it, consider the DASH diet to support a healthy blood pressure. And next, consider this vaccine. Women up to age 45 should think about getting vaccinated against human papillomavirus. HPV can cause cervical cancer, but there's been a huge decrease in deaths from this cancer in young people since the vaccine was introduced. And last, connect with others. When older adults feel lonely, they're more likely to experience a drop in brain power that day and the next. Loneliness may put extra stress on a person, which can hurt their cognitive performance. So encourage your loved ones to join walking clubs and other active groups. From First for Women in Focus, kumquats. Find this sweet tart fruit now through March. Fresh fact, every part of this petite citrus fruit is edible from the peel to the center. And unlike its larger cousins, the peel is sweeter than the pulp inside. Health benefits. Kumquats contain a powerful trio of fiber, vitamin C, and antioxidants, which can help reduce the risk of heart failure, stroke, and high blood pressure. All right, for Valentine's or Galentine's Day, I've got a couple of cocktails for you. Snow-capped peach bellinis. Brush rims of six flutes with corn syrup on a plate. Mix 2 tablespoons unsweetened shredded coconut and 2 teaspoons superfine sugar. Dip rims of those 6 flutes in the coconut mixture. In blender, puree 1 cup frozen peaches, which have been thawed, 1 tablespoon lemon juice, and 1 teaspoon coconut extract. Spoon into the flutes. Dividing evenly, pour in a whole bottle, the regular size bottle, of Prosecco. And this serves 6. Or, if you're a chocoholic like me, chocolate espresso martinis. Well, these will keep you up for a while. Active time and total time are both 15 minutes, and this also serves 6. So you need 5 friends to share this with here, or you each get 2 if you have less. That works. This sweet after-dinner pick-me-up is perfect for sipping by the fire. We need 3 cane sugar cubes, ice cubes, 6 ounces of vanilla vodka, 3 ounces of coffee liqueur, 1.5 ounces of chocolate liqueur, 6 ounces of espresso or strong coffee, chilled, dark chocolate shavings, and, for some reason, lemon wedges, optional. In a bowl, combine the sugar cubes and 3 tablespoons hot tap water, stirring until the sugar is dissolved. In an ice-filled cocktail shaker, combine 1/2 each of the vodka, liqueurs, espresso or coffee, and sugar syrup. Cover, shake until well chilled, about 30 seconds. Divide evenly between 3 coupe glasses, then repeat the whole deal for the other 3 glasses. Sprinkle drinks with chocolate shavings and, if desired, serve with lemon wedges. Personally, I don't think it needs the lemon wedges. That's just me. From Good Housekeeping, Marry Me Chicken. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and this serves 2 if you're having an intimate Valentine's Day at home. Here's what we need. 1/2 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon Italian seasoning, kosher salt and pepper, 2 6-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts, pounded 1/2 inch thick, 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil divided, 1 medium shallot finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic finely chopped. Don't worry, your breath'll match. 1 tablespoon tomato paste, 1/4 cup dry white wine, 1/2 teaspoon low-sodium chicken bouillon base, we used better than bouillon, 2 tablespoons oil-packed sun-dried tomatoes, chopped, 2 tablespoons cold cream cheese, cut or torn into small pieces, and 3 tablespoons flat-leaf parsley leaves, roughly chopped. Baguette for serving. In a small bowl, stir together paprika, Italian seasoning, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Sprinkle over the chicken breasts on both sides. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet on medium. Cook chicken until golden brown and mostly cooked through, 3 to 4 minutes per side. Transfer to plate. Reduce heat to medium-low. Add remaining 1/2 tablespoon oil to the skillet, then shallot and garlic, and cook covered, stirring often until tender, 4 to 5 minutes. Add tomato paste and cook, stirring until deepened in color, 1 to 2 minutes. Increase heat to medium, add wine, and cook, scraping bottom of the pan until most of the liquid evaporates. In a measuring cup, whisk bouillon base with 1/2 cup water, then whisk into skillet along with sun-dried tomatoes. Bring to a boil, then reduce heat to a gentle simmer. Whisk in cream cheese until fully incorporated. Then return chicken along with any juices from the plate to the skillet. Cover and cook until chicken is cooked through, 1 to 2 minutes. Sprinkle with parsley and serve with baguette. From Good Housekeeping, Cinnamon Sugar Party Mix. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is an hour plus cooling. We need 2 tablespoons plus 1/3 cup granulated sugar divided, 2 teaspoons plus 1 tablespoon ground cinnamon divided, 4 cups toasted rice square cereal, we used rice chex, 2 cups toasted corn square cereal, we used corn chex, 3 cups salted popped popcorn, 2 cups pretzel snaps, 1 cup raw cashews, 3/4 cup of unsalted butter, melted, 1/3 cup packed light brown sugar, and a quarter teaspoon, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, kosher salt, a quarter teaspoon. Heat oven to 300. Line a rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. In a small bowl, stir together 2 tablespoons granulated sugar and 2 teaspoons cinnamon. Set aside until ready to use. In a large bowl, toss together the cereal, popcorn, pretzels, and cashews. In a medium bowl, whisk together the butter, brown sugar, salt, and remaining 1/3 cup granulated sugar and tablespoon of cinnamon. Pour over the cereal mixture and toss to coat well. Transfer to prepared baking sheet and bake, stirring every 15 minutes until cashews are toasted and mixture is crunchy, 42 to 45 minutes. Immediately return to the same large bowl and toss well with reserved cinnamon sugar. Transfer to another rimmed baking sheet and let cool completely on wire rack. Party mix will keep in an airtight container at room temperature for up to a week. And this makes 12 cups. If you're sharing your Valentine's Day with kids or someone who doesn't drink, we have a 2-minute festive mimosa. It takes 2 minutes. This only makes 1 serving, so you can multiply as needed. For each one, 2 ounces of pomegranate juice, 6 ounces of non-alcoholic sparkling wine or ginger ale, or to taste, 1 sprig of rosemary for garnish. Pour pomegranate juice into a champagne flute or coupe glass. Add non-alcoholic sparkling wine. There's no need to be too fussy with measurements. Add a little more sparkling wine or pomegranate juice, depending on your preference. Add a sprig of rosemary and serve. Excuse me, we have run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I hope to see you or hear you or you hear me next time.